The project is the Risk Education Talking Device, and it's solar powered. It looks a bit like a mobile phone, and we're going to use it to raise awareness in Darfur about the dangers of explosive remnants of war. We'll be reaching out to vulnerable, remote groups of people, and our ongoing risk education activities weren't reaching them effectively.
Abel, maybe you can tell us about this solar-powered risk education taking device. How does it work?
If you allow me before that, just to explain a couple of points on what Jeff has been said. We had a problem, especially accessing deep fields of Jabal Marra, remote areas. The problem was actually the main drive, and there was a lot of discussions about the leadership style, and that has a decisive role in enhancing organizational creativity. So talking about risk education talking devices, just as a solar power audio talking device, which has the ability to play multiple pre-recorded, be it song, drama, focus group discussion, or interviews. So it's particularly suitable for use of engaging with people who cannot read. In a remote area where there is no electricity, you just can't charge yourself using solar energy. The other aspect of the device is actually the message can be encrypted in different ways. So it has only purpose built for disseminating risk education message only. And it takes a SD card where regularly we could send different messages and update the community who are at risk in terms of understanding and trying to maintain safe behavior. So in general, it just contains a multiple sequential recorded risk education message in the form of songs, dramas, interview, focus group discussions. And the beauty with the device is its arrangement can break through the listener's tune-out factor and ensures the message retention will be always with them by having a device. The RATD has two versions. The bigger version can be plugged with auxiliary systems, and the villagers can hear with a different system, like a microphone attached, and the smaller one, which is like compact, and the children can listen for a single use.
This will make things a lot of different now, Jeff. But can you tell us, how does your office organize the awareness campaign in Darfur about the dangers of explosive remnants of war before the invention of such device?
The approach to risk education was fairly traditional and what was used in programs around the world. To get a broad base of the population, we'd use public-private radio programs with regular messages that were going out that would be renewed and changed every so often. So that was a constant message that went out, and over the years, because this has gone on for so long, there was new generations coming up who would start listening to the radio and that you need to reach as well. And then the other approach was the direct beneficiaries. So we have implementing partners that go out every year with taskings that are coordinated with the government as to where the priority is, as seen by us and the government, and they go into communities. A lot of schools, because children are a particularly vulnerable group that we want to address. And that was working fairly well. And over the years, I think in the last 10 years, there's been 1 million Darfuris that have received risk education. So that's 1 out of 6 of the population, which has direct knowledge and understanding of the risks of explosive remnants of war. But beyond that 1 million are friends and relatives and contacts that they can pass on the information, and especially if something is seen. So they can inform everybody in the area, I know what that is because I've had the training. So that was working fairly well, but it wasn't, as I said earlier, catching everybody. And that's where a lot of our casualties were coming. So we saw there was a gap that we had to address.
Now that we have this device, how do you think this device will make a difference in raising awareness about the dangers of explosive remnants of war?
For us, continuous improvement is something which we see seriously. So we start to think, how could we improve the way we deliver risk education? And parallelly as well, we have a problem, which is because of security conflict in some areas of Darfur. The mobile teams cannot access to different areas. And of course, the radio message which is delivered not always can be heard by everybody, and not always the radio coverage can cover deep remote fields. In addition to that, Darfur is a big area to cover with limited resources, quite difficult. These are the driving forces which we need to develop something within the same toolbox of risk education, but we need to add something which is supported through technology.
You mentioned earlier there were some areas which we cannot access because of security reasons. How will this be deployed to those areas?
There are 3 different forms of disseminating. The first one is just like a standalone to be sent through, like, you know, school teachers or health workers. The second one is actually when our risk education team provides face-to-face risk education awareness sessions. Upon completing, they can provide these materials to influential figures like, for instance, the sheikhs or umdas or traditional teachers within the community who can influence, so they can leave these things with them. And thirdly, we will seek to partner with other substantive sections or UNAMID police or who have an outreach activity and like to disseminate some message that could be incorporated into that.
And when the project's over, we'll be able to go to the communities because they'll be owning the project and the devices and get a sense of how it worked with them, how popular it was, maybe what's the greatest hits of the risk education messages they liked the most, probably some of the songs, and what didn't work. But one thing I like about this project is because we're going into maybe nomadic communities, communities that are on the fringes of any settled areas where probably there isn't much modern technology. We'll be curious to see what kind of impact that has among them as well and how they use it and regard it.